The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Ladies and gentlemen of America and the free universe, my name is Clinton Granberry, and you are listening to me live from Devil's Creek. I'm joined tonight by my good friend and compatriot, Shannon LeGros.
Hello, everybody.
I'm sorry, I moved the mic. Shannon LeGros.
Now you have me doing, you know, voices and weird syllables. And, yeah, I was a little...
Hello,
certainly not necessary.
Say, hello, governor.
She's the queenstress. She is the Fradio Ladio. His name is just Matt.
Yep. What up? What's going on?
So.
I just want to say that our setup is literally wires and in bushes. And I mean, that's how we roll.
We're standing in the middle of a road.
DC Night One.
We're here to make a movie, and we cannot even get on the property. I'm just saying. It's an odd situation that we're dealing with. And I guarantee you, me just saying odd was heard by everyone in that house. Yeah. Dude, I can't.
Speak this way.
I can't help it. I'm
speak this way.
I'm a professional broadcaster, Indians. So. Shannon, didn't you want to get scared? Guess what? We don't have time to be nice to the things around here. There's only one way to do this. And that is by provocation. So we will play babies crying. Listen, what is this? What is this?
We're having a side conversation.
That doesn't work with no mics. Okay, you see? My sound engineer's lying to me as well.
It sounds right now like we're walking through the woods.
So, in all seriousness, we got here. Shannon got here a little bit earlier than Matt and myself and the Dallas crew. Shannon, your initial impressions of the place that of which you have heard so much?
It is damn creepy. It is exactly like everyone says. It's Jurassic Park. The house is beautiful. And I don't know what I was expecting of the house per se, just in and of itself. But very inviting, very beautiful, but you walk down near the ravine even during the day, and it takes you aback.
You described a moment ago that you said you heard your first monkey chatter. Explain.
Yes, David and I departed from you guys as you walked down closer to the creek. And
which I have a problem with, but go ahead.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. You know, I don't give a shit. No, but David and I actually corroborated. If you train anything enough, Clinton, okay. But we corroborated the fact that we kind of did the... Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. It was three syllables. And actually, I didn't even know about the three-syllable thing. And David's like, you know what? You didn't even know about that, did you? I was like, no, but I just heard it. So that's my first experience with possible samurai chatter.
Hang on. I'm going to... Matt?
Yeah?
Your first impressions of the place that you have come to know as the Mecca of deviltry and creakery? Go.
I would probably echo much of what Shannon said. The thing that struck me the most was just when we were on our way here... And we were searching along the main road that we were coming off of for the little private drive that we were to turn on. And once we found it, we turned up there, and it's like you're staring into a black tunnel. And driving up that first, couple hundred yards up that road that's completely encased in trees, and there's moss growing everywhere. It really just looks like you stepped from the modern day back in time to where, you know, if it weren't for a road and if it weren't for the fact that you were in a car, it would feel like you came, you know, from prehistory almost. The property itself is, I don't know, a little more, quaint's not the right word, but, like, I was ready for...
Cozy?
Well, yeah, cozy. Like, the
Let's write the real estate lingo for the place.
Well, no, but the way you hear it, you know, the way everybody talks about it, it's like shit's popping off all the time, and that's not what it feels like up here. It just feels like... What it does feel like, though, is very secluded, even though you're really not that far. I mean, I've certainly been in situations where I was much farther from civilization. Here, you're, you know, a few minutes down the road, and you're on a main road, and then another 15, 20 minutes, and you're in a relatively small town, but still, it's got everything you need. But still, when you drive up here, and you just stand here, and it's completely quiet, you feel like you're in, I don't know, a bubble, almost. Like you're cut off from the rest of the world, and that's probably the thing that stands out to me the most, is just how freaking quiet it is up here. I was talking earlier about how being in Texas, you're used to, if you go out in the woods, you are just inundated with sound, whether it be bugs or frogs or, you know, coyotes.
Right, remember, that was David's first impression with dealing with the audio from Arkansas and Louisiana.
Right.
The cicadas.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome. The deafening drone.
Yeah. And here, there's just nothing. You may hear a cricket or some other little bug, but you'll hear one or two. You're not going to hear thousands of them. Which makes, you know, I think what goes on around here just stand out that much more. When we first got here, I mean, we'd unloaded, we were just kind of hanging around. I mean, I heard the first thing that I could think felt a little weird, which was a howl of some sort. And it didn't sound like there are dogs around here, but it didn't sound like a dog howl. It definitely sounded like something that, a little bizarre. And Shannon, I think you heard it too as well. There's just an eeriness about this place that's, I don't know, runs counter to what you see with your eyes. You know what I mean?
Right. And for the record, it's been dark for 4 hours. We've not even been on the property for 12. And I'm going to go ahead and make my first Shining reference. You say it's totally quaint and cozy and it doesn't seem like shit will be popping off, and guess what, later on you're going to walk through that hallway and there's going to be a guy in a bear costume giving another guy a beach.
I'm hoping for that.
I'm just kidding, of course, because there's nothing supernatural about anything.
But, you know, speaking of being alone, we had just a few moments ago, we had walked way down the road. I mean, it was a pretty good hike. And
this is when dad is mad. This is what it sounds like. By the way, Monster doors, X, come here.
Door slamming.
Monster X Radio, please don't make me beg you to come up here and do what we talked about. Please. Shane Corson, Monster X Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
We walked down the road and just sort of sat in the darkness for a while. And...
it's like when Savage yells at me.
He's coming. Matt, can we just mention that what you and I heard, I don't know. Oh, David heard it too. David,
yeah.
Is more sing-song.
Yes.
That was completely different from anything else we've heard so far today. So.
It was like, it was like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
That's creepy.
It tapered off at the end.
Yeah, it went up and down. It was like a, you know, parabolic arch or something like that. It went up and
down. So we went down to the creek.
Yeah.
And we had the lights on down there quite a bit. And then we turned all the lights off. And I did the baby crying.
You know, as we were walking back up, we kept... It was that thing where you weren't... You couldn't say, I know I heard something. You could just say, I feel like I heard something.
Right.
I think I heard something. I was standing here, or I was standing down the road a little ways where there's a ridge that kind of overlooks the road, and it was more like the... Just the feeling that there is something going on, but you could hear a little rustling, but it didn't feel deliberate. I definitely didn't hear a bunch of footsteps or anything like that. It was more just like the implication of sound, if that makes any sort of sense.
Right.
And I think you were probably experiencing some of the same stuff a little bit farther down the road, and that was the first time being up here that I felt like, one, really alone. And two, like, I didn't need to be in this situation, and I needed to come find you guys or get up to the house.
There's a really weird juxtaposition I was thinking about when we were walking up, and that's the fact that while we were here, we had 3-year-old London running up to us going, "Boo, spooky,
yeah.
I'm going to chase you." And then we walk down the road, and something doesn't say boo. But it gives you the same,
mm-hmm.
like I'm going to spook you a little bit. Right.
It felt like a, to me, it felt like a prey response. Like I was like, I'm being watched right now. I'm like something, I'm not on the top of the food chain right now, you know? Like it was that sort of guttural. And like it could be, you know, it could be just me like winding myself up. It's dark. I'm primed for something crazy to happen. So it could be a lot of that, but, just standing here right now, I don't feel it. And standing on the porch, I don't feel it, but there I did.
So I don't want to get these, I don't want this to be too long because number one, we got to send it somewhere to get it produced up. Mm-hmm. But I have one further question. Shannon, besides Donna and obviously the 3-year-old London, you were basically a lady amongst 8 men tonight, and I witnessed something that could only be described as Kavanaugh-esque. In your opinion, who will be the first person who thrusts themselves as a virgin would on a one-piece bathing suit? Go. Because guess what? Vegas has odds, yo.
I'm going to say that is TBD.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh. that's my problem.
One thing,
it's kind of amazing, really.
Well, one other thing that we did was take a walk down through the ravine, which is such a, I don't know, it's very cool down there. Like it's that really does feel like you're in another world. You're just surrounded by moss and broken limbs, and you're just down in this little, you know. You're down below the rest of everything, but you can still see up. And I don't know. I thought it's again another display of just kind of how unique this place is. You have these ravines running everywhere, and almost little highways for things to move about.
What Shane found down there?
I would, but he won't come over here.
The feathers, yeah. is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The grouse feathers, which.
A plume of grouse feathers as yes. if it had exploded on its own.
It was.
It really did look like
so yeah.
Like
do you
one
think
of the cartoon birds go poof?
Well, yeah. Do you think the chances are that a Bigfoot was giving it an antacid?
Could be. I mean, they need energy.
Did you know that if you fed a bird an antacid, it would explode?
Unfortunately, I do.
They don't have a bottom for gaseous expulsions. Look it up, people.
But it was
carrying around 8 men. Maybe yeah. that would be a great thing to have now.
Jesus.
It was cleaner than that, though. It was like something had just plucked it yeah. and took it and took the
no
body. No
yeah.
blood, no bones.
No entrails, no yeah. bones. It was like it just sat there and just plucked every single feather out of the damn bird.
It's bizarre.
It's really crazy how many people act like they've never had a trophy, and Shannon is a trophy, and they're playing a sport tonight.
I don't know what you're saying right now, but I will help you bring a Bigfoot in if that's what you're trying to get at, okay?
You know what, though? This is what the people paid for the update for. The insiders want to know who is perving on you, and guarantee you, Lister, I will get to the bottom of this. Dissension is already in the ranks. Devil's Creek is already upturned. this movie may not even go further than the next hour because I may be ejected from this place. I'm sure of it, and I blame you, Spook of the Wood.
Or what?
That one definitely woke the child. In all seriousness, we're all just really happy to be here. And I want to say special thanks to my man, Robbie Chickering, who hung out with us. Rob, apparently you have a mic over there, or I would just hand you this one, but you said you got one.
It's one in the tree. It's up in the tree.
We got mics in the trees around
tree
here.
Tree mic.
Yeah.
So let's just imagine you're going to tell someone where you were today, not your wife, who knows that we went to that casino titty bar, no matter what you say. He's on the phone with his wife in the car. I'm like, Rob, which one of these titty bars is the one you want to go to? Which one has the best meat?
She's like, what's going on? I just Clint's being a dick.
Nothing at all, dear.
Clint being a dick.
The typicals. But no, seriously, if you're going to go, let's say you and Glenn Beck are going to have coffee when you return. What would you tell Glenn? Oh, well, no, we can't do that because he thinks that, well, he doesn't, but Mormons think that Bigfoot is Cain. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
That's a true statement. Oh, everyone, side reading for later. Look it up. We'll have it.
Assigned reading for next podcast.
No, well, let's just say you're going back there and you're going to tell somebody, just based on what you saw today with this place, tell them why it's intriguing and why you think a documentary is worthy.
Let's see. What hasn't been said? What's intriguing for me, I've been to this part of the country quite a bit, but I've never been to this remote of a area of this part of the country. We're not even saying what part of the country we're in, right?
Right. Yeah.
So we're not Virginia.
The Blue Mountains.
The Blue Mountains of Virginia, which is an inside joke at this point. Because Clint frequently doesn't get the details right on stories.
God damn it, Granberry.
Yeah. Old Granberry doesn't have good memory no more.
Prophets don't have time for details.
But severely remote. And I think Matt nailed on the head of just how quiet and like right now we are standing on a road and there isn't any light other than the moon and we can't even see each other's faces. So that just describes how dark it is here. And the ravine that you had talked about earlier in your podcast, I had no concept of what it was like until you get into that thing. And it's unbelievable. And when you're walking along the road to this place, you take one step too much to the left and you're dropping 30 feet down into a deep abyss of vegetation.
Halfway up a tree. Like you're even with the
at the top of the trees that are below you. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And it's a very apparent how something can live up here without you ever seeing it. That's one thing I think I've taken away from that. And so back to you.
Clint, back to you. We're going down to our sideline reporter, Matt Stoker, right now. No, but you got to be around. One of the cool things about this is there was a general, like a casual conversation. What are your impressions of Donna in terms of being the kooky Bigfoot witness?
Yeah, that's a really good point because, from your podcast as well, you don't get a feeling of Donna's... I mean, she saw something, but she's just a regular person who happens to have seen something here. And we've got some encounters from people that have worked at this place who knew nothing of her encounters and saw the same thing. So it makes you start to wonder. And some other folks have been here just telling stories of things that they've seen through investigations. And it's like, it's hard not to believe it,
Right. And at this point in American history, one has to wonder if you signed a high school yearbook and mentioned boofing, or if you said you saw a Bigfoot, which one would be more likely to torpedo your Supreme Court nomination? Honestly, Matt, anything else? Or
no, I'm just excited to keep going. I mean, I know we've been rolling audio
in a number of different places throughout the night. So I'm really curious to see if anything comes from that. I mean, we've all heard little things that could be something, could not be something. So I'm definitely curious to see if anything is out there, and I'm excited to get to work tomorrow.
And as we stand here, Shannon is night visioning the ridgeline.
The story that Derek told is pretty incredible. I guess we could play that
because we have the audio.
Yeah, and I can't believe we got him to say it on video. I'm more fascinated by what is happening over there at that car right now. I swear to God.
There's no way to know.
This, you know what this is? This is like the fourth day in Canton when the people have been on the crank too long. Shannon.
Yeah.
You're my hero.
And listen.
I don't think there's been enough Shannon on this podcast.
Now. Well, no, there hasn't been enough Shannon because people hog Shannon.
What's that?
Because people hog Shannon. Well,
I think you're
Shannon.
Doing the inverse of Shannon.
Shannon, let me show you something. Shannon, let me show you something. Yeah. Shannon, look into the mirror. Believe my eyes. I'm going to turn the music up louder now. I'm sorry, there's a lot of political jokes going on here. Too much for a podcast.
Damn it.
We're going to do this on Blog Talk Radio and take calls.
I can't wait.
Well, then that's fine.
713 area code. Go ahead.
I mean, you didn't even get to hear me play 4 prank calls from a random Sasquatch watch program from 8 years ago.
No,
you know why? Hey, Bigfoot.
Because
Bigfoot's the first thing I ever remember this girl telling me. I know we had talked before, but she said, hey, you need to do this because Bigfoot. Yeah. And she's right.
Is that wrong?
You say people are assholes because Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say people are tramps because Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody thought that you were calling me a tramp because they overheard you talking. They said, I'm pretty sure Clint Granberry called you a tramp.
Okay, now see? That happened here.
I know.
No, I'm asking.
Oh. No. No, this is somebody like 2 weeks ago sent me a message on Instagram. He was trying to be helpful and looking out for me. But when you were talking about the imposter that went on SC, they were like, oh, that Granberry, he's on there talking shit, calling you a tramp. And then I went back and I listened to it. I'm like, no, we're good here.
I'm so completely confused. And yet... I feel much like many men do these days that I can't do anything. I can't talk at my own movie set. I certainly cannot use language. I don't even know why would I have used tramp or why would I talk it? It was the episode with you? No, I understand. What was it though? Shane? Hey, that Clint guy, he's a fraud. He went on that Where Does the Road Go podcast and he said that Bigfoot shoots fire out of his asshole.
Is that where you said the tramp word?
I don't know.
You could lose track of the tramp word? It's fun. Maybe.
Listen, maybe you don't know that the Indians said that one of the words for Sasquatch was ventriloquist. Maybe it's a frog puppet.
Arrowhead up your ass.
No, I don't. Understand.
He's getting back to
me. Wait, he could say political things, but I can't say.
Yeah, it's weird.
What do you mean? No, I didn't
hear
you.
This is going off the rails. Let's get this back.
No, it went off the rails when Shane decided to get in the back of his truck instead of come over.
No.
He's sleeping.
All three of them just walked down the damn. Neither of me.
All three of them.
Shane and two Sasquatch, obviously.
Clearly.
That is
no, it's Shane and... Ron and Mike?
I don't know. I think they were asleep.
I swear to God, I saw three red headlamps go down there. I promise you I did.
Well, David.
David
and Sasquatch.
Dead? Okay, David.
Welcome to Devil's Creek, Shannon. Uh-huh. Shannon, you just had your first sighting of red eyes.
On the headlamp.
Those Sasquatch, they love those headlamps.
Yeah. How else do you get around?
I'm not the kind of person that tries to say, I told you so, but I told you so. And that I'm proud of.
No one's pissed themselves yet, so let's not celebrate, okay?
No, clearly someone just pissed themselves and got in the back of their truck and refused to come over here.
Three people just went down the river.
That is a lie, because there are not three people. Okay, well, let's go watch. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now going to listen to live coverage of me ending this podcast.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Mac. Ladies and gentlemen, C5. Oh. Wing time. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. Sound, 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 sound. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
We hot. What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Bang. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Bang. You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat. Oh. You a tough guy, that's enough jokes. Damn. Then the sun die, the night is young though. The diamond still shine, in a rough hole. What the fuck though? Yeah. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? Oh. It's a shit show, put you front row. Damn. Talking shit, bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the fuck for? Oh. I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo? Where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast. I got a duffel, full of hondos. That the love go, where's the uproar? What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the fuck though. Oh. I don't bluff, bro. Oh. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though. Damn. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts, so what the fuck, bro? That's where I'm from, bro. We grow up fast, we roll up slow. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, ain't time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a con roll. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. That the scuds go. I see the shovel. But where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the uproar? What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Update and going and proving Shannon wrong. Oh. I'm sorry, I won't be doing anything now. I'm completely blind. God, my corneas. My corneas. Yeah, no, seriously. Maybe we're having a good time. Thanks for listening and stuff. And
two.
Take a guess at who dies first.
Me.
Yeah. No, you're the last. Remember, you're going to be in the corner. You can't die last.